Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I often ask business people who are very successful, how do they obtain their success? What's the difference between someone who's doing multi-million dollars and someone who just is making a good living? And there's nothing wrong with making a good living if that's what a business person wants, if that's where they are, if that's where their talents will take them, that's admirable. And if someone has a business that's doing multi-million dollars and has many employees, and that's where their talents take them, that's also admirable. But there is a difference, and the difference is the person who's doing a great deal of business, the person who is very successful, just doesn't see what's in front of them. They're able to see the entire global picture of their business. They're able to understand exactly every aspect and what's going on. That doesn't mean that they're the best at it. It doesn't mean that they're the expert, but they do hire people who are the experts, and they hire people that get them to where they need to be. You see, because if you're going to be very successful, you have to have a business strategy. You have to know where you're going. You have to know what you're thinking. You have to know how you are going to get to where you want to be. And most business people, when they're thinking about their business strategy and where they want to go, they're not really thinking about their employees. They're not thinking about their coworkers. How do their employees and their coworkers fit into this strategy? This is what we want to do. This is how we see it. This is how we're going to do it. But wait a minute. That's fantastic. But do you have the talent? Do you have the people that are going to drive that strategy to success? Because if you don't, no matter how good your thinking is, no matter how good your planning is, no matter how good your strategy is, if you don't have the coworkers, if you don't have the employees with the talents and the skills and the will, drive, and determination that's going to get you there, you will never get there. It'll just be a nice thought that won't succeed. So if you have the strategy, you have to make sure that you're building the workforce. You're building the people who will drive your success, that you're taking the people who work for you and you're helping train them and get them to understand exactly what needs to be done, and you're bringing in new people with new ideas and new thoughts who will be able to take your thoughts and drive them to incredible levels of business. You've heard me say over and over again, the business you're in is the people business, and what you sell are relationships, and all of that's important. That's the business you're in. But if you are going to succeed in business and if you are going to make a great deal of profit, the thing that you need to understand, every business person needs to understand, is no matter how great your thinking is, no matter how great your planning is, you need the people to get you there. And if you don't have them, then you've got to think about how you are going to rethink your strategy, how you are going to build your workforce, so that you can move forward, so that you can do the type of business that you want, you can do the volume of business that you want, and they go together. Strategy, employees. Most business people don't think that way. So I'm asking you to open your mind, think about it, look around, see who's working with you and for you, who's doing the kind of job that you need done to make a great deal of money, where the shortfall is, who you need to bring into the company, how much training and coaching do you need, how are you going to motivate these people that work for you to get the job done. And when we talk about motivating them, we have to make the culture interesting. People work for people and companies because they show up every single day and they enjoy coming to work, and it's a challenge. it's not someone yelling at them all the time, but they're challenged to be successful. Business people need to show their coworkers the way to success. That's what you do. That's your job. That's your responsibility. So think about it. Plan your strategy and plan exactly how you are going to get there, including your coworkers and your employees. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.